Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
I do want to talk about this particular message. Hi, Niall. Can you bring up something on your show about how COVID is destroying families? I've currently been working from home since the pandemic started. I'm absolutely devastated about the government closing the schools until the end of the month. And I have two kids. By the way, all the details of that in relation to closing the schools, I was the person who wrote the message because they were listening to the news today. And the Fianna Fáil party did put up a tweet in relation to the schools closing, but then removed it again very quickly. So I think there's a cabinet meeting tomorrow morning which will clarify everything in relation to that as well, by the way. Okay, I have two kids who are both in primary school. They are 6 and 9 years of age, at a stage where they can't be fully left on their own as they constantly look for attention. Now with the schools closed, I have no idea how I'm going to cope minding my two kids and work. I don't want to mention what my job is, but it is very demanding and requires me to be at the desktop at all times. Whether I'm on phone or on Zoom calls, having children in the background hanging out of me is just not feasible. Since I heard the school closures, I've been so upset. I expected my mother would help out, like she did it during the last lockdown. She has point blank refused to mind the two kids. She's done a complete 360 on her thoughts on COVID. At the start of all this back in March, she wasn't too worried. She's in her early 60s. And apart from a bit of a high blood pressure, she's extremely healthy. Now, she won't mind the kids, as she's afraid she'll get the COVID. She's also afraid of my husband bringing it into the house because he works in a building site. I honestly can't get over how she doesn't want to spend time with her own grandchildren. Has this COVID turned her like this? Or how has COVID turned her like this? I would love you to bring it up on your show to see if other people have had similar experiences. I just really don't know what to say to my mother to make her see sense and to realise what she is doing is really putting me in an almost impossible situation. Now, it is a difficult situation. She's more or less accusing her mother of being selfish and thinking of herself and not minding her own grandchildren because her and the husband have to work, obviously, to pay the mortgage and pay the bills. But what do you think of this woman's message? I mean, what would you do if you were in that situation? I mean, the granny seems to be extremely anxious over getting the virus, but is she doing the right thing by not minding her own grandchildren? I mean, she's not really in the high-risk group, is she? I mean, she's almost there, isn't she, really? I mean, over 70, I suppose, is a much higher risk than under 70. But certainly she's not in the high-risk group. She seems to be a healthy woman, but I suppose maybe she's thinking of her own health. But her daughter and her son-in-law think she's being selfish. So whose side are you on? Granny? Now, see, when I say granny, it makes her sound really old. She's not really old. You know what I mean? She's in her 60s. But she doesn't want to mind the kids. So, whose side are you on here? Are you on this woman's side or her mother's side? Who's right and who's wrong? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. The question I'll simply ask you is this woman being selfish? Is she being selfish? Morris, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Morris?
I'm not bad. I have my blue colours out for next week when Biden takes over.
I lost a few quid on a bet on this one already, Morris. I'm not going down this road.
I know. Do you know what? Ian rang me and he said he'd bring me for the drink.
Yeah, and Joe Harrington as well, by the way, from Sunshine Radio upstairs. I lost a few quid to him too.
I know.
Probably the only time in life that I actually had a bet on with anybody, but there you go. It was worth the crack.
Did you hear the story about Nicola Sturgeon in Scotland saying Trump was not welcome in Scotland because he wants to
just go golfing president on the day of the inauguration?
Yeah, in Scotland, and she banned him.
I don't know how true this story is. I saw the story that seemingly Donald Trump wanted to go play golf on the day of the inauguration.
In Scotland. He'd be the first president in the history of America not to be there to hand over power. What does that tell you about the character of the man?
Well, it's either one of two things. He's a bad loser, or he genuinely believes he's been hard done by.
He's after making a statement earlier on. I watched it on the news. They won't be taking the White House off me. We'll make sure of that. He's a madman. Anyway, getting back to this.
I have this vision of him like General Custard in there.
Hey, didn't I tell you? You know the good thing about
with a gun.
You might get your money back off the bet if he doesn't get out of the White House.
Well, what are they saying in the background? Are they giving out about the COVID in the background there?
No, Carol, Niles can hear you. What are you saying about the COVID? UK travellers and South African travellers need to produce COVID-free tests if coming to Ireland.
Right. Thanks for sharing that with us, Carol.
Oh. Thanks for that, Carol, he said. She's right. Thinking of changing it. Listen, anyway, getting back to
the topic. So, I mean, is the mother being a bit selfish here, the grandmother? Is she being a bit selfish?
No. I'll tell you what, before I go anywhere, I want to wish you and your staff and all your listeners a Happy New Year. Do you know why? Because we're Irish and we don't change our culture for nothing or nobody, whether it's good, bad or indifferent. All right? Let's carry on to the traditions that we grew up with and that makes us the people that we're liked all over the world because of who we are. Okay?
Yeah, okay.
Right. So, thanks a lot. And please, God, your listenership goes up this year again.
Oh, it will.
Please, God. Okay. I think the girl is getting it in on herself. You know, her man has been there before for her. Okay?
Yeah.
So, if she has a couple of weeks now, I don't think anybody's going to be going on holidays anywhere quick here. Right? In this country. And I'm sick of the Ryanair ads.
Vax and fly, yeah. Yeah, Jesus, you know what? That was a bit of a turnaround from Ryanair. This time last year, this time 6 months ago, Michael O'Leary was saying COVID was a load of nonsense, more or less.
There you go.
Yeah, and all of a sudden, he's vaccinating and flying.
There you go. Vax and go. That's what it's like, shake and go. I think
can I clarify, by the way, he didn't say it was a load of nonsense, but he was arguing with the government, and he took the government to court at one stage, didn't he, as well,
exactly.
to get the planes back in the air.
That's what happens when you have too much money in your pocket and you don't know what to do with it.
And Michael's a nice fella. I met him once. He's a nice guy.
I seen him one day in a bus line in a taxi. I said, you have Mullingar, frick, are you?
Yeah, a mate of mine said he met him in a chipper and he had no money on him. So he gave him a couple of quid to buy his chips.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me. Listen, I think the girl, what she should do is, I think she's stressing out, right? Now, I'm going to say something to you that you know about and I know about and we grew up with and our parents instilled it into us. Never take your walk home with you, right?
Yeah.
When you clock off, you go home, and it's family time, it's your time. Unfortunately, the society that we live in today, everybody wants everything yesterday. Not tomorrow, yesterday. So I think what she should do is, in my opinion, coming up to 60 this year, take 2 or 3 weeks annual leave. Do your walk. Spend time with your kids. They're 6 and 9. These two are sponges now at the moment. Everything that's done and said to them now, you know, because, Lionel, you know yourself as well as I do, a childhood lacks a
life. She might not be able to take... I mean, you're assuming she can take time off work. She may not be able to take time off work.
Every country, you have to get...
Carol's shouting at
Carol is just a mind of it. Carol is like RT News in the background there. Put Carol on there for a second, will you?
Carol, Niall said, will you come on and give him a news update?
I mean, what's she saying now?
Oh, they're looking for a COVID test from any country around the world coming into Ireland. If you haven't got a COVID test, you'll be turned away to say that you're negative.
Oh, right, okay. Is she watching? Is this on RT News as we speak?
Oh, no. She's getting it online.
Oh,
she
right.
She doesn't watch the telly anymore. She gets it all online.
Maybe we could give her a job as a researcher if she...
Yeah. Don't put work before family. That's what I always say.
I would agree.
If your walking interferes with your family, I think she's stressing out a little bit. But I was talking to your researcher earlier on when I heard the topic coming up, and I texted him. And I would rethink my job situation and my job if it's causing me that much stress at home. What stress must she be under to get into work every day, under transport and everything else? And the kids are at a very impressionable age. Now, I think you mentioned something about her partner being in the building industry.
So the mother said she's also worried about the partner who works in construction bringing the COVID to the house.
It broke on the news today. They're looking at closing down the construction.
I know. I mean, that's disastrous. Well, Jesus, Carol is talking
again. Would you rather be rich and dead or poor?
Hang on for a second. With the greatest respect, Morris, right? The construction has been open since... It was the first thing to open back up again, actually, back in July, right? Construction. They're not dropping dead on construction sites.
No, but it's...
So why are we closing it for?
All I'm saying to you is, would you spend 8 hours in the company of somebody that you don't know where they've been or where they've come from, and they're dropping their mask?
But hang on, we can't be thinking about other human beings like that. We don't know where anybody's been. I mean, if I met you tonight, you don't know where I've been today.
Yeah, but we'd keep 2 metres apart and we'd have masks on.
But in construction, they keep as far apart as they possibly can. But in real terms, when you're in building and you're building walls and bricks and getting up and down cranes and guiding people and carrying things together with other fellas, I mean, or girls, if that be the case, yeah, it's probably impossible to social distance all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a trade-off. I mean, look, construction is one of the most dangerous occupations in the world anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, the risk of somebody dying on a construction site seems to be quite low, because I'm not hearing stories every day on RT News about people dropping dead in construction sites of COVID-19, because it isn't happening.
They won't give you those stories. But,
it's because it's not happening, Morris. If it was, we'd hear about it. But trust me, RTE are digging up any story they can about COVID-19. If people were dropping dead on construction sites, we'd know about it.
Yeah, but I'm pointing out to you the breeding ground. Like, I know somebody close to me, right, that was involved in getting the stalls ready over the Christmas, you know, for the street traders.
Yeah.
Right? And that was a job that he picked up through a contact, right, because he was out. Because he's a sound engineer, and that industry is gone, right? And he said the amount of young people walking around the streets of Dublin, either stoned out of their head or on drink, frightened them. He said, I'm concerned about this country.
It's because they've nowhere else to go.
But this is what they're doing now, because they don't have a future.
Oh, by the way, Kevin just texted in. He says, I intended to listen and not text tonight, but Morris's little speech has made me vomit all over the steering wheel of the bus.
Is that Kevin down in Limerick?
Yeah.
He's dyslexic. He doesn't know what I'm saying.
Let me go to James. I'll put you in your place, Kevin. James, you're a classic kid. How you doing, James?
How are you doing, James?
By the way, before we go any further, Morris, I know you did your little impersonation of James there.
I thought that was an echo there for a second until I realised it was
Morris. How are you going, James? But James, Morris, we need to do this together. We need to... James has a little bit of a celebration happening this month.
Excellent.
All going well. James, would you like to tell us what your little celebration or your little what's going to happen this month? All going well.
The baby's due.
Yeah.
The baby's due on the 20th of this month.
Yep.
Excellent.
How do you know this now? Freaking me out now.
Because I just have a really good memory, James.
That was sure
that's brilliant.
And my memory is called Ashling. So, the baby is due on the 20th of this month. And remind me again of any babies you already have there, James.
Well, three.
So this is number four.
Yeah, this is the fourth.
Yeah, life is going to change. Not that it hasn't changed already. It'll change even more now.
Well, it has changed. Yeah. What's that? Sorry?
How old is your youngest at the moment before the new baby arrives?
Two.
Very nice.
Two.
Yeah, my daughter is exactly in the same position as you. You know what I said for? I'd rather go to jail than have kids that age.
I don't know. It's a good excuse to get a motorbike now.
James, are you going to get the done after this?
I'm only thinking about it.
Have you?
I'll pull up €20 right now.
Towards maybe we should have a whip round on the air towards James's vasectomy.
Yeah, I'm not taking the mickey on this subject. Seriously.
Would you get it if you got it done live on air, James, we'd raise the money for you.
Would you?
By the way, from a legal point of view, I can't encourage you to do it because it has to be your decision, right? But if you decide, it's a suggestion. But if you decide you want to do it, you know, and you do it live in air, we'll raise the money for you.
I'll give 20.
And Morris is in for 20. I'll throw 50 in myself and the tenner I owe you from 5 years ago.
That's all
I'm worth. Ash will throw in a few quid too. The listeners will all throw in a few quid. Kevin in Limerick there, the bus driver, he's got plenty of money. He'll throw in a few quid as well.
I say there's plenty of people listening. Jesus, if you could stop him reproducing, I'll pay.
We don't need any more of him in
the
world.
We don't need any more. That's enough.
We'll come back to that again. That's for another time. After the baby is born, we'll discuss that matter, all right? Now, getting back to the topic at hand, is the mother being selfish?
No.
No. Personally, I don't think she is. Well, I think it's... The daughter being quite selfish to put her mother in that situation. She should have asked her. She said, no, we'll back off. Went to the radio station and basically had
it. Move your head, James. Your phone has gone dodgy.
Sorry.
Yeah, say that again.
My apologies. They texted into a radio station, you know, that, I don't know, have a grip about our mother is a little bit far-fetched, in my opinion, considering she was good enough the first time round.
Well, maybe that's the problem, because she just, I suppose the daughter took it for granted that she did it before, so why would she do it? But she is a grandparent, and she's not old.
Yeah, but she also has her own life now, and her own health to think about. She has high blood pressure, so I'm sure that puts her in the...
Yeah, but her daughter and son-in-law are in a bit of a pickle.
Yeah, but the wording of the lady's email was quite strange as well, where she said, I have to mind my children. You don't mind your own children. Like, you babysit someone else's children.
So no, but she means when the kids are normally in school, it's not a big deal, you know.
I don't want the children swinging out me. Like, it's just a warning. She sounds very selfish to me, personally. You know, she can get one of those last-minute babysitters. She's going to be in the house and the person can be downstairs, pay someone to come over and mind the children while she's in work, but I definitely don't think it's the mother's responsibility.
Okay, so it's somebody else's responsibility.
No, but it's up to her to find somebody who can mind their children, but I don't think all the pressure should be put on the grandmother. And then to turn around and basically fracture the relationship because she said there's trouble in the family. She's the one causing the trouble.
I mean, but do grandparents have some sort of obligation in some sense to their... Here, Morris, because he's a grandparent. But do you think they have some sort of obligation? Morris, do you think they have an obligation to look after the grandkids every now and again?
They do it out of love. They don't do it out of pressure or, you know...
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, I can't go out for have a few points and a meal with my husband because you're too mean to mind them. I don't care for that. I mind my grandkids because I want them in my life. And I told Sinead, my daughter, you put those two kids on a plane from London and I'll keep them here for the next year safe if you want it. That's how much I love my grandkids.
I have to go into a break because I'm going over time here, all right? So stay there, lads. But just before I go into the break, somebody sent in a message here for James, I think.
Good evening, James. Congratulations. Hope everything goes well. Come from somebody who has eight of them, James. Number one, get rid of the car. You're going to have to get a bus. Nice little seven-seater there now for the family days out. Because when you see the amount of stuff you're going to need to bring with you now. Great show, night as usual.
You're going to get rid of the car. You're going to have to get... Well, you are. I mean, what sort of car do you drive at the moment, James?
Just a 5-seater. I'm Mazda 6 now. I dodged this bullet now, okay? I convinced her to allow me to get a motorbike to travel to work, and she can have the car. So she...
I tried to set a motorbike so I can drive beside them. What? So what happens... Yeah, but that's... What happens when you want to go out as a family? So you'll have to drive beside them on the motorbike?
Nah,
I have this vision in my head. Jesus.
I'll be happy on the bike
now. I've no idea what you look like, James, right? But I have this vision in my head of your missus and the four kids in the car and you, like something from the 60s, on a motorbike or a Henkel or something beside them, milling along beside them. Why did you not just get a people carrier?
Well, for work, she can take the car. I'll have the bike to get in there work. Pass the license before Christmas. It was a great excuse. I'd always wanted a motorbike and she was always against it. Until it was like, look, it's not feasible for me to get a car leader.
Yeah, get rid of the bike, James. You're a father now. You have to be responsible.
I only got it.
So, yeah, I know, but you're a father. You have to be responsible. You know?
No, I'm not responsible.
No, but I mean, no, I love motorbikes. I love motorbikes. I used to race motorbikes up to the age of 23. And then I kept falling off it all the time because I used to be pulling wheelies at 60 miles an hour like a lunatic. And I lost a bit of skin off the back of my arse and everything off it because I was showing off in front of a load of girls at the bus stop one day. And I decided I wasn't going to drive a motorbike again, even though I raced them. And that's all I drove was motorbikes. And I haven't driven a motorbike in over 30 years.
Well, why don't you treat yourself now?
No, because I wouldn't get on. They're too dangerous, James. And I'd be the first one to admit it. They are too dangerous.
Fine. I've driven plenty of bikes, let's say, in places I shouldn't have. I've
often
fine.
Go out on a night like tonight on a motorbike, right? When it's below freezing. I remember coming home one night, I was working in Heather's Shoes on the Keys, and I came home one night and I had a DT175. You wouldn't even know what that is. You're too young. But anyway, Morris, do you remember DT175s?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. And it had knobbly tyres. It was meant to be like a cool motocross looking bike, but it was roadworthy. And I fell off the bike, I'd say about 7 times on the way home. Because every time I had to turn a corner on the icy roads, the thing would go from under me. Yes, they're just lethal.
Yeah, on icy roads, I'll give you that. I'm not going to disagree. Yeah, they do come with an extra danger, of course, but it's just the feasibility now. Like, it's only costing me literally about €800 a year to run it.
Yeah, money isn't everything, James. You want to be there for your kids.
I'll be here now.
James's wife is listening, tell him they can't have the bike anymore. He has to bring it back. Well, James, you wouldn't believe the amount of people who are texting in offering money for your snip. They're all determined to make sure there's no more little Jameses in the world. James, well, I think I mentioned before, you are a very young man to be getting the snip, mind you.
I know, no, but it's finished. No.
But, yeah, well, wear a condom.
Yeah, no. I'm gone. It's not a, yeah.
It's not, no, it's like wearing a raincoat in the shower, isn't it,
yeah,
really? You know what I mean?
Fun. Yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah,
I just rather. I don't anymore, to be honest. 4 is plenty.
Yeah, no, 4 is plenty. Let's be clear about that. Well, let me get back to the topic anyway. Siobhan, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Siobhan?
Hiya.
Do you want to donate towards James's snip now?
Oh, yeah, I messaged in. I told him if I go to the courts for backdated maintenance, I'll give him some of it.
So if you get some maintenance money that day, you'll give him some. That's kind of like recycling, really, isn't it?
Yeah, literally.
It is. It's,
from
you know
one
what I mean?
Trick to another.
Yeah, yeah. It is. It's kind of looking after the children, I suppose. Yeah. Okay, but yeah, so in relation to this particular, I suppose, dilemma this woman has. So she's working from home. She's Zooming. She's talking to people on the phone and work. She can't have the kids hanging out of her. The husband's off at the construction. The mother in the early 60s won't mind the 6 and the 9-year-old because of the COVID. I mean, is the mother being a bit selfish?
No. No, not at all.
No.
Or the grandmother.
Oh, grandmother. Sorry, grandmother. Yeah. That makes her sound very old when we say grandmother, by the way, because I'm only a little bit younger than her, you know?
Yeah, no, she's not. I think the daughter is being selfish at the end of the day. They're her kids. So, you know, the grandmother done her rearing when it came to her, the woman's husband. So if she wants to mind the kids, it's completely up to her whether she wants to or not. And she said no, so they should respect that.
And I don't think the daughter always expects it. In fairness, the mother did during the last lockdown for, I think it's primarily because the kids are off school when they weren't expected to be off, if you know what I mean. So she's nobody's, normally school is kind of like child minding, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, but still, it doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a global pandemic going on. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you can't.
It's a great cliche, isn't it? We're in the middle of a global pandemic, folks.
Do you know what I mean, though? It's a joke. Like, at the end of the day, the grandmother has her own life and she's free to choose who she wants.
Oh, no,
to
she is. She is.
You know what I mean? The daughter-in-law just want to cop on. And if she feels so strong, then put in a few extra hours and get up extra money to get a childminder in. Right. She's going to have to do.
Well, that's probably what she's going to have to do. It doesn't sound like she has any other siblings that might do it for her. But maybe he has other siblings. Maybe the husband needs to pull his weight here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, construction sites are meant to be closing, so.
Well, yeah, he might be home too. You never know, yeah. Which, again, I disagree with completely. But I suppose, yeah, well, stay there for a second. And let me just go to Oliver as well. Oliver's army's here to stay. Oliver.
Good evening, Niall, and everyone.
Oh, that's a grand entrance you made there.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Good evening, Niall, and everybody. Well, you've heard Siobhan and Bo James believe, well, the grandmother is free to choose and she's not being selfish at all.
Well, I'm hitting and missing because I've just finished work. But the first thing is I'm all for choice and I'm not here to pontificate anybody. But I think it's part of a wider problem of cause and effect. So we've been led to believe that this is a deadly, dangerous virus. OK,
well, it is for some people. Yes.
Yes, it can be. And we're not going to deny that. However, as far as I understand, the grandmother, and I acknowledge that it's her choice, is early 60s.
Yep.
So she's well within the safety range.
Well, safety and less risk, yes.
Yeah, much less risk. And
a healthy woman, it seems, from the email too.
I can't say she's been selfish, but I think it's more about fear. And the fear is coming from, I have to say, both social media and mainstream media, where this thing has just been, like, you know, as a historian, I studied the Black Death. I studied Contagion and, you know, where people were just burying people in the streets, you know, like real pandemics. You know, the Spanish flu, for example, would be the most modern example.
Mm-hmm.
And we still have lots of
tuberculosis. Was it?
Yeah, we have cholera. We have lots of dangerous diseases about the planet at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
So if we're all going to hide under rocks and just be afraid of COVID, well, then there's consequences to that too. You know, like, we can't just...
Well, the consequences for this girl is she'll fall out with her mother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say something about that. So we don't know what the relationship was like. I suppose we can assume that it has been good up until this point.
Yeah.
And, you know, the fact that she was minding the kids means there was a decent enough relationship there.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe there is a bit of an overreaction driven by fear. It's driven by...
Well, Siobhan, would you go along with that?
No.
No.
No, that's fair.
Simply because, like, if I don't want to mind someone, I can tell them no, simply because I don't want to mind them, regardless of COVID. Like,
yeah, but she is the grandparent of the children. Place, so. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You don't know how long the grandmother has had them for previously. Do you know what I mean? When the COVID was going on. So the grandmother is probably like, no, I've watched them for the last 6 months while you've been able to go and work. Like, I deserve a break.
Mm. Yeah, well, no, I don't get that impression. Now, she does say in the email she looked after them during the last lockdown. So obviously there's an arrangement for summertime with some other way. I'm not too sure what that is. And obviously this has come, I suppose, as a little bit of a surprise to the family. They obviously thought this will be grand. The kids will be in school. I can go back to work. You can go back to your construction site. Everything's going to be great. But then, of course, the government decided, the school's not really going to open after all. So yeah. Now she's in an awkward position. So it's kind of an emergency situation. And she rings up Mammy and says, Mammy, look, school's not open. Can you come over and mind the kids for me? I need to go back to work Monday. And Mammy's going, no, the COVID. I guess, you know, public health. And I get the grandmother maybe obviously is, you know, a little bit scared. That's fine. But they are grandkids. Siobhan.
Yeah, but Niall, it still doesn't mean she needs to mind them. Like, yeah, she can take them whenever she wants to. It shouldn't be on demand. Like, she has the right to say, I don't want to take the kids. Like, regardless of the pandemic or regardless of their situation, like, she's good enough to help them first time around. Why doesn't the girl ask her mother or a father or a sister or a brother? Why is it being left to the...
the granny.
To the grandmother.
Yeah, sorry, James, do you have a grandparent? Or, well, when I say a grandparent, I from what I remember, with respect, I think, didn't your dad pass away when you were younger?
Yeah.
Okay, so is your mum still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, and your wife's parents?
One we could rely on.
Okay, so you have people to look after. Mind you, they'd need a creche to look after your kids at this stage. But, I mean, but you have people, and would they ever turn you down?
Yeah, if they're not able to, of course they could. Much rather than be open and honest with me than do it kind of like out of emotional guilt. I wouldn't like that. I wouldn't like to think my mother would come up or home mother out of emotional guilt. I'd like to think they'd want to do it.
And have they done it at all during the pandemic?
No, because she's pregnant and her job was the first to go because she was working in the trade arena. So obviously that's the first to go.
Oh, right, she works in the street. Can she get free tickets?
She's not free, but she can get them easy enough.
Okay. I must keep your... Ashling, mental note, put James's number in my phone, just in case anyone needs. So obviously, when she became pregnant, obviously there was a risk factor too. But in saying that, of course, during the pandemic, Ticketmaster and gigs and everything else was the first thing to drop. And probably going to be the last thing to come back.
Yeah, exactly. So it's
sweet
for me.
Well, right, okay. So, and by the way, does she still get the COVID payment now that that's been going on for so long? Yeah, she does, I imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Or does she get... And then what happens to her maternity leave?
See, that's a tricky one. I'm not too sure. She hasn't really inquired about that.
I'm just curious now, but because she's been on a COVID payment since, obviously, the Tree Arena has been closed, when the Tree Arena opens back up, let's just say it opens up again in June, and she goes back to work, is she entitled then to have, you know, does it follow on that she gets her maternity leave that she didn't get?
I think as far as I know that once she doesn't apply for anything as of now, I think she can't because legally she's still entitled to it. She hasn't taken the time off.
She's not pregnant anymore, but she won't be pregnant.
But you have the certain amount of months or something to claim.
Right, okay.
Some kind of thing there.
I'm just prying into your business there, James. I didn't mean to be doing that. Okay, but stay there for a second. And Oliver, I mean, you're listening to the consensus there from James and Siobhan that maybe this mother is just expecting a little bit too much from her grandparents and she shouldn't be doing that she's the one being selfish.
Yeah, well, like I said, we don't know. We've only bits of information. We don't know the whole story.
I know most of it.
But, yeah. I don't know. I suppose, like, it's about, like, you know, can you help out? And if she can, I think she should. And that's just my opinion. I'm not here to tell anyone what to do. I just think there is an awful, terrible overreaction to the virus in general about how deadly it is. And of course, there are people who are seriously ill, but they have underlying conditions. And there's lots of other things in the world that cause illness and there's still Ebola.
Okay, so you believe that it's a little bit out of perspective. Things are out of perspective.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Angela, who's normally a paragon of knowledge. Angela. Oh, let's see. Where has she gone?
She's got COVID.
Angela, how are you?
How's it going,
Angela? How's it going, Angela?
Oh, my God. It was James there, having her.
How's it going, James?
You can't do it, Angela. You
don't have it. You have?
time, every time I hear James coming on, before he even says it, I go, how's it going, Nigel?
How's it going? How's it going, Angela?
So, how are you?
No, I'm good, Angela, I'm good. But I'd rather we talk about the topic than my welfare. I mean, if you want to discuss my welfare, that's fine. But, I mean, I'm grand.
Good.
Yeah. Well, could always be better, by the way. You know what I mean? But, you know,
it's always be better, but I'm good to hear that you're doing good and you're doing okay.
Yeah. So, getting back to this, Angela. I mean, yeah. who's the selfish one here? The mother or the grandmother?
The mother. She's been a selfish cow.
Whoa.
I have to say it. It absolutely boils my blood.
Well, Oliver thinks the mother's over-exaggerating things because she's riddled with fear from RTE from the COVID.
Well, that's her own opinion. She's allowed to be like that. But grandmothers are not childminders. Grandmothers have reared their kids. They are there to enjoy their grandkids. So why should they mind children? Now, let's say, take COVID out of this, okay?
That's kind of difficult, but go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you expect a grandmother to mind kids Monday to Friday and then turn around and go, oh, by the way, Ma, we're going out Saturday night there. Do you mind minding the kids? Mind having them? We're going away for the weekend. Do you mind having them?
You don't eat her, Angela.
No, I wouldn't. No. I'd rather not.
You can't go away for the weekend, the COVID. Yeah. You're not allowed. You can't even go to the bleeding shops, for God's sake, the COVID, Angela.
They can go to
You go on a day trip to Aldi if you want to.
Yeah. A junker to Aldi.
That's actually why I said take the COVID out of this.
Right.
Well, putting COVID into it, if the grandmother feels that way, you have to totally respect it. You know, you can't turn around and say, Ma, you're overreacting. You can't do... No! You know, we don't know what that grandmother's like. She might have underlying...
She doesn't. She's mentioned in the... We know, although Oliver said we didn't know an awful lot about them, she mentions quite a lot in the email. She mentions in the email that she doesn't have underlying conditions. Apart from high blood pressure, she's extremely healthy. Is the daughter checking her own mother's blood pressure now? Jesus.
I got medical advice from her doctor and she's fine. No, do you know the way I look at it? Sorry. Childminder.
Yeah.
What you do.
Yeah.
Hang on,
James. I'm trying to hear what Angela's saying.
I'm not saying anything.
That was me. Sorry, man.
Sorry, Oliver. Go Oliver. Ahead. Sorry, Oliver. Angela. Finish what you were saying.
It was obviously
very important. But go on.
Of course it is. Whenever I'm on, it's all about me, Niall.
I know. It's all about you. Right.
It absolutely boils my blood when people expect their parents to mind their kids.
Right.
Because it's just not on.
No. You know? But I mean, when you say it's just not on... Is there not some... I'm just taking the other side purposely because I have to. Because nobody else is doing it apart from me and Oliver here. Is there not some sort of obligation on a grandparent to look after her grandkids every now and again, to give a dig out? Is she not like just being mean, not giving a dig out?
Absolutely.
She knows they're stuck.
Absolutely give a dig out. But giving a dig out is a weekend here, a day there. Or even, like, my mum used to bring my nephew to Spain with her for 10 years from the age of 2.
She went for 10 years to Spain?
She'd bring my nephew, Sean, to Spain for 2 weeks.
Oh, well, I thought she brought him for 10 years. I said, that sounds like an abduction.
That's why it boils my blood.
Right. All right, okay.
Not me.
Yeah, okay, that's nice.
Just grandparents are there to give a dig out. This isn't a dig out.
Right.
It's not a dig out.
No.
And it is, as she said, she did it in the first lockdown. She did it in the second lockdown.
I don't think she mentioned second lockdowns, in fairness. She mentioned the first one.
The schools are locked down, Angela.
Yeah, I think this is only the second time the schools
are
have been.
Okay,
sorry? James?
No.
What? Oliver, what did you say? Is it you that says? Because if it's you, Oliver, you're sounding tremendously like James.
No, I can't do James.
Everybody can do James.
Everybody wants to be.
Let me just, but say now, let me go to Susan, or is it Suzanne? Susan.
Hello, it's me. Hi, Niall. How are you?
How are you?
I just came up with an idea, you know, in my head there. Light bulb idea.
An epiphany.
Thank you so much. How kind. You know, the construction site is going to close, so the hubby can mind the kids.
Yeah, now we were thinking that. Somebody did mention that. It kind of ruined the topic when somebody said that earlier on.
Oh, I didn't mean to ruin your topic.
No, it's okay. You ruined away there, Susan.
Have I ruined the whole show? I didn't mean to do that.
That's it, Ashley. Just let's go home now. Susan's ruined the topic.
My apologies. We're going to have to cut the thing short.
No, but Susan, you are right. If the construction site closes, well, she won't have this dilemma. Now, in fairness, when she wrote this email earlier on, there wasn't a mention of construction sites. That's only come up tonight. And, of course, there's a cabinet meeting tomorrow and they'll decide on that. But at the moment, all we know is the schools are most likely not opening back up again. We don't know about construction sites yet. I do think they're going to be slow to close construction sites.
Okay, so the man still has to work.
Yeah.
So she needs a minder.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Give me a call. I don't mind. No, I feel for the woman because it's very tough when you have a child and you need a minder.
Yeah, is the mother not being a little bit, you know, antsy about the whole thing?
She's been a bit tough, is she?
Antsy is a good word, isn't it?
The granny's been, yeah.
When you say granny, it makes her sound terribly old. I mean, yeah, she's only in her 60s.
I'm nearly 60.
Yeah. Sorry, James?
That it makes you feel old.
No, it makes me feel old, and it makes Susan feel old, and Angela's nearly there too. So,
don't bring me into the elderly thing. You know, you're only as young as the man you feel,
or the woman you feel. Be the case.
Yeah, so we're grand now.
Yeah, my partner's a lot younger than me, but Susan,
keep it that way.
Yeah, I know. Keeps you healthy, Susan. So, Susan, as budding grand, are you a grandparent, Susan? By the way.
No, my boy's 15. He's going to be 15 at the end of this month.
So, are you nearly 60?
No, I'm 50. I'm 50. I'm in my 55th year, so I'm 55.
Okay, and your boy is 15. You were a late starter.
Yes, I was. It wasn't in the plan.
All
but
right.
Now...
I'm
on the show.
Yeah, now I'm prying into your private life. So you were 40.
No, not at all.
You were 40.
I was in my 40th year.
Yeah.
Yes, when I had him.
And did you kind of go, oh shit, I'm pregnant. I'm 40. What am I going to do? Panic.
Yeah, of course. It was not really a shock. No, it was on purpose. It was for my hobby.
Right.
It was for him, you know.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm telling the whole world. Jesus.
I love when people say that. It was on purpose. In other words, I lie here. You just stick that in me there. That'd be grand, right? Just do that now, right?
Yeah, I took it. I said, well, try for a year, and if it happens, it happens. And it happened.
Yeah.
And that's him. That's him. He's here now.
He's here.
So he's here. He's 15 nearly.
Yeah.
But,
what's his name?
He's got
what's
a girlfriend,
his name?
I think. Nick.
Nick, how are you, Nick?
Nick, he's upstairs on the thing. I don't know what he'd just be doing up on that phone.
What? He's on the phone.
On the phone, on the PlayStation.
Oh,
you know,
right, yeah.
What do they be doing?
Talking to foreigners and playing games.
Girlfriends and what have you, you know?
And probably, by the way, talking to girls as well, Susan.
I could be a granny anytime soon.
Oh, no, Jesus, don't say that. He's only 15.
Well,
sorry, what are you saying, James?
Doesn't bring the girls in here. He goes and meets them. I think.
Well, there's no visitors to the home allowed at the moment anyway, the COVID.
Oh, not in my case. I'm on Trump's side. I'm not really.
You're anti-COVID, are you?
Yes.
Oh, right.
Anti-mask, anti-COVID.
Anti-mask, anti-COVID.
Yes.
And do you go into shops with no mask on you? Not that I would encourage anyone to do that because it goes against government guidelines.
To me from Tesco, she said, do you be walking around without the mask in Tesco? You can't, though. You can't. You get lynched.
Yes, you do wear it when you go into Tesco's, do you?
You have to wear the mask.
Avoid the hassle.
Tesco.
Yeah, but where else do you go with no mask on? Do you get onto public transport?
No, I put it on. Oh, I go down the back of the bus.
With no mask.
I'm on the back of the bus and put on my face, have a look at the paper. Listen, Niall, I don't want to be saying all these things and for people to come around and start protesting at the home, you know, and saying non-mask wearer living here.
Yeah, Susan, you know, the anti-masker, that's her there, yeah. And
rebel.
She's a rebel. She's a rebel, James.
No, that's right. What a time to be
the rebels.
Refuse and a muzzle.
Oh, yeah, well, see, now this is, yeah, a muzzle. But the anti-maskers call it a muzzle. The people, obviously, yeah, who were concerned about their health, they call it a mask.
Yeah, I call it something to take, an identity stealer.
An identity stealer. Yeah, that's, yeah, yeah, that's a good name for it, yeah. Yeah, because you can't see who anybody is.
That's it.
I did see a thing, actually, by Hollywood stars in Hollywood. That's where the stars obviously are. Hollywood stars are normally in Hollywood. But they were saying it's great having the masks because the likes of Tom Cruise and all these people can go out shopping in the local shopping centre and nobody even recognises them anymore.
And that's the thing, Niall. It's kind of exciting.
Isn't it? Is it exciting?
It's exciting. I hang around in the shopping centres, going in the basement, having cups of coffee.
Waiting for a bus.
You know, there's a tent in Newbridge. You sit under there, have a cup of coffee. It's great.
And
it's
you hang around shopping centres.
Hang around shopping in the basements. You know, you're taking risks. It's great.
Right. Are you a risk taker, Susan?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Is that bad?
No. There's nothing wrong with that. No. I am a bit of a risk taker myself, to be honest, which I like risk takers. Now, maybe not in relation to COVID, but generally speaking, I do like risk takers. Yeah, it's good to be a risk taker, by the way, and to be impromptu about things.
Yeah, so it's kind of good for me, the COVID.
Is it?
You know, it's good in that way. I just could do with a bit more work. You know, I know.
Well, what do you work at? That, you don't tell me where you work, but what do you work at? What do you do?
I clean houses. I clean the school.
Right.
You know, and it's kind
of. Do you use Mr. Sheen?
Nobody
Sheen
wants you in. Oh, yeah, Mr. Sheen, yes, Wendoline, Mr. Sheen.
Or do you just use cheap brands? Because I prefer the Mr.
You're
Sheen
right,
myself, now, in
right,
fairness.
I do the cheap brands. I'm so sorry, Niall, you won't have Mr. Sheen in your place anytime soon.
Ah, jeez, no, don't be worried about that now. But I know I do like the Mr. and I've got the cheaper window leans. What a conversation to be having at half past ten.
Oh,
at
Niall, yeah, am I wasting showtime?
No, you're not wasting showtime. But to be honest with you, I've tried the cheaper brands of the window cleaners. They're just not as good.
They're not.
Yeah.
No. You can't beat the window lean.
Vinegar and a piece of newspaper.
Sorry, James. James, the last time you seen a cloth, a duster and a bit of window lean, it probably was before your child was born.
James's wife does. His wife does everything.
I imagine she does, yeah.
She wears the
James, I'm judging you, James. Right? But I don't see you. I'm not saying you're not a hands-on father, but I can't see you going around the house with the Hoover and the duster in your hand.
The duster's a bit of a stretch now. But, no, I do. I clean, now.
Do you?
Mop the floors, sweep down the stairs.
Wash the dishes.
Wash the carpet, everything, yeah.
Wash the carpet, okay.
Wash the carpet.
I have children running up and down my mucky shoes now.
But do you have a vax to wash them with? A vax Hoover.
Yeah, wet and dry. I actually do.
It's
kind of worrying me. How do you know this?
Is it a Shark?
Actually, I don't know the brand. I couldn't tell you the brand.
Yeah, or Dyson.
That Shark's expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, the Shark. But the Shark is great, I believe.
Do you like the Dyson?
Yeah, the Shark. Have you got a Shark, Angela?
I have the Shark. It's a mini one for cleaning the car.
Oh, right, yeah. That when you hang up, you just stick it onto the charger.
Yeah. So just the car.
We're learning a lot tonight, James. We are.
By the way, Niall, unless the window cleaner squeaks, I don't trust it.
Yeah, I have the Hoover with the smiley face. And what's he called again, Mister?
Henry.
Henry. Yeah, I've Henry. The green one.
Are you in the green party?
And it's nothing to do with Eamon Ryan, no. Nothing to do with Eamon Ryan. Otherwise, I'd be falling asleep at the sofa all the time.
But
Eamon's
Ryan.
Niall, can I just say as well, I just have this vision of Susan. I obviously don't know what she looks like. Oh. You know, going around the shopping centres with, like, the Pink Panther theme tune behind.
You're fantasising again. Yeah, with her mask. Yeah, with no mask on her.
Oh, no mask. Like a mascot at Man United or something, is it?
And does anyone ever come up to you when you're wandering around the shopping centre?
Yeah, the security.
Did they ever come over to you and say anything?
They didn't, and I was in there for a good couple of hours.
Well, yeah.
They didn't cop me.
And so when you walk in the door first, do you make the conscious effort not to actually have it on you?
The mask?
Mm.
I know. Like, I go in the shops and stuff like that, but I might hang out in the basement. And
what are you hanging around basements for?
I'm having the coffee, because you can't have the coffee in the place, in the shopping centres. You can't have coffee inside anymore. You know, so you've got to be outside. But,
well, like, I think you get arrested for being in the basement. I'm sure that's breaking and entering.
Yeah, yeah. As it was, particularly if you're going into the basements of shops and things. And what else is down in the basement?
Like in the car park. The car park.
And when the car park?
Yeah, the car parks. So I could be going to my car.
But you don't have to wear a mask in the car park. So you're not really breaking any laws. You're not really being a rebel there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing anything too dangerous.
No, because you don't have to wear a mask in the car park.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
Something dangerous now to do tomorrow.
Are you looking for a risk to take tomorrow, are you?
Yes.
Right, I'm trying to think.
No, I haven't.
Tell you what I did now?
What did you do?
I was very bold now one day. I went in and I completely forgot my mask. Oh, no.
Oh, you rebel.
I did, and I told the security guy I'd asked him, and he said, "What?"
Brilliant. That is a risk. Lovely.
Yeah, no, I know. I've often forgot my mask, but I just nip back out of the car and get it. It's not worth the hassle. It just isn't worth the hassle.
But I did feel the eyes on me inside and don't.
There's a bit of a smell off my mask, actually. I have it here. Oh.
What
are you going to do for, Aisling?
It's a bit of a smell back in your face now.
It's, when you're a smoker, like. You know what the funniest thing? I seen a woman there the other day at the shopping centre, right? It wasn't you, Susan, because she had a mask on her. But I seen a woman at a shopping centre, right? And she had a mask on her. I'd say she was in her 40s. And I'm assuming she's in reasonably good health. All right? And she was standing in the queue to get into JC's. Oh, I shouldn't have mentioned the name of the shop, but there you go, I did. So she was standing in the queue to get into JC's, right? And it was just before Christmas, so it was busy enough, so there was a good 20 people in the queue, and your mum had let them in, you know, a few at a time. He wouldn't even... The guy actually doesn't actually say anything in JC's. He just goes, He just grunts. Anyway, but anyway, he's like a traffic light thing. Anyway, she was pulling the mask down every couple of minutes to take a drag out of her cigarette. And I'm putting the mask back up again. And I'm going... I'm saying to myself, you have more chance of dying from the cigarettes than you have from not wearing the mask. I mean, but that doesn't make any sense to me at all. You know what I mean?
No, they say it doesn't protect you, or does it protect you? You wouldn't know.
Yeah, well, you kind of wouldn't. There's evidence out there for both, to be honest with you. It depends on which side of the argument you happen to be on. You can make evidence up to prove anything you want, to be honest with you. Can't you?
That's right.
Yeah.
You can make people believe anything, can't you?
You can. Have you ever made people believe weird things, Susan?
What? Like... I'm trying to think now. Good Lord, you put me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you made your partner believe you should be pregnant. That was one thing. when you were 40.
God help us, poor John.
Yeah.
He does the night shift. He's asleep.
Oh, is he?
No worry about him.
Right, okay.
No worries. He likes a bit of a snooze all the time.
Well, most people do at a certain time of the day. Yeah. Yeah. Sleep. It's kind of a natural thing to want to do. Particularly if you're working during the day.
He doesn't know anything.
Are you a night owl, Susan?
I am very much so, Niall. I can't sleep these nights at all. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the morning sometimes, a lot of the time.
Right. Oh,
and
God.
I'm praying tonight I'd be better.
So he sleeps early and you go to bed later then?
Well, he comes in, he sleeps in the morning.
So how
sleeps in the evening.
And so what happens then? When does the magic happen?
Well, the magic's gone now.
All right.
In the olden days, when he come in from work, probably, you know, I'm going to be shot.
I hope, jeez, I hope not.
Yeah.
That'd be a little bit extreme, Susan.
It's better than at night anyway.
Yeah, but Angela, if Susan is staying up till all hours in the morning, right, and she's a bit of a night owl, and she's drinking too much coffee, and he's in bed, you know, asleep. I'm just saying, there's probably not much magic happening then.
Oh no, but during the day is better. I'm the same. I hate
that. But the magic goes when you hit 55 or something.
No, it doesn't, Susan. The magic doesn't go when you hit 55.
I don't know what happened to me. I don't know what happened. The change.
James, it's all ahead of you.
Yeah.
The magic goes when you hit 55, James.
James, you lap it up now, James.
Yeah, he is. He is a kid on the way on the 20th of January. For God's sake, he has four children.
Oh, I need to stop.
and yeah, keep going.
There's loads
keep
of magic happening in his bedroom.
James. James is lucky. Because when you get to 55, it'll be gone.
What?
James, so what's keep going with this. But the, whatever you call it, the magic, is it?
Yeah. Right. Somebody says when you get to 55, a penis is like a Christmas tree. It's a little bit floppy and the balls are there just for decorations.
Can I just say, I love the way Susan's talking so low in one way as well, in case she wakes her husband. She's like,
no, I'm out in the garden. I won't waken him.
Oh, you're out in the garden.
I'm in the garden. He won't hear.
I don't know if Tony Holland. I don't know if Tony Holland is cool, but you've been out in the, out in the garden. As long as you're the only one out there, there isn't a gang of yous, is there?
No. But I tell you, if you know of any parties,
are you gagging for a party, Susan?
I'm an illegal.
Well, they're all. Well, in fairness, they're all illegal at the moment. You know what I mean?
That's right. You can't go.
And would you if somebody said to you, Susan, do you want to go to an illegal party? Would you go?
Oh, is there any? Is there any?
You'd be gone, would you?
I'd be gone in a heartbeat.
Right.
I'd find a way to get to it.
What happens at what do you think happens at these illegal parties?
No, just a bit of a crack, a bit of a drink. I don't take a drink, but a few club oranges, a bit of a dance.
Bit of a dance? What's
and especially
dancing?
Now, Niall, because it's a bit more exciting because you're not supposed to be doing it.
Oh, you know? Right. I get you. So you like something that's a little bit taboo?
Yes, exactly. All right. Exactly, now.
James likes a little bit of taboo as well.
Yes.
That's why he has a baby coming on the 20th of January.
James loves a bit of doesn't he?
Well, maybe the three you should get together. Actually, I'm not encouraging that because that would be against the broadcasting regulations. I have to tell people to follow the guidelines. But if you did want to break the guidelines, you and James and Angela could get together for a little bit of a taboo. You know what I mean?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
I know you wouldn't.
I wouldn't be able to keep up.
No, I'm telling you now, James, if you don't get the snip, she'll cut that off you.
Keep up with the wife and all those children.
Yeah, just before you go, Susan, I'm very concerned about this 55 thing. I'm 57.
So, you are a flyer.
Do you think I'm past
it? You're like Mr. DeLisi. He said, do you know what age I am, Susan? I'm, 78 years of age and I can still satisfy a woman.
Jesus Christ. Susan, do you think I'm past 76 it?
76 years of age, I can still satisfy a woman. Yeah. He was 76. And, you know, so...
Yeah, well then maybe you and John should get the magic going again.
Oh, God, help us. Yes, why not?
Why not?
I'll go in and waken him up.
Yeah, go on. Go on in and waken him up and get the magic going. Do you want to stay on the phone while you're doing it?
No.
hang on for a second. I didn't mean while you were doing it. I meant like while you were going in to wake him up.
You know what you meant.
What?
Oh, I'd be like a demon.
Oh, Niall, you're disgusting.
I don't. I didn't mean while she was actually doing it. I meant while she was waking him up.
No, you didn't.
The headline tomorrow: pervert Niall Boylan.
Encouraging sexual activity on radio.
No harm in that.
No, there's no harm in it. You're right, Susan. There's no harm in it. You two can peck off. Yeah, Angela and James. See you. Susan, lovely talking to you. You're mad as a brush, by the way. Can I just point that out?
Sweetheart.
Yeah, but it was lovely talking to you.
Thank you, Niall. You're an absolute angel.
All right. Thank you, too.
Love your show. Thank you.
See
good
you.
Night and God bless
good
you.
Night. Good night. Bless. God bless you, too.
Good night.
See you, bye, Angela. See you, Angela. See you, James. Good luck, James. James, good luck with the baby if I don't hear from you, all right?
Thank you. What's the story with the podcast?
What?
You said on Twitter there's a podcast.
Oh, no, I can't talk about that in the air, James.
You said on social media, on your official page, but you can't speak about it?
No, that's my own Twitter. That's my own Twitter.
You asked me to come on live on air and get a vasectomy, but you won't even give me the inside scoop.
I'll give you the inside scoop next week. This is the Niall Boylan podcast. I'll give you the inside. I can't tell you even the name of the website at the moment. It's nearly complete.
Okay.
All right, but I'll give you the inside scoop next week. A lot of people seem quite interested in it, by the way.
Yeah, I will, definitely.
All right, okay. It'll be different, trust me.
Unleashed.
That'll be it, yeah.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.